N4DJC.
N4DJC, KP4CBH. Jerry, how you doing?
Okay, David, how are you today?
Marvelous. Marvelous. Simply marvelous. Went over to Powdersville and we're helping my daughter get ready for a move. And sorry, I had to play the horn. That guy was coming over on me. I guess he doesn't have that whatever that is that lights up on my mirror. Anyway, we're helping my daughter get ready to move, and I took a table, a big table apart so we could get it in my wife's car, and we're gonna, you know, hang on to it until she moves into her other house. So anyway,
you're the U-Haul and storage unit today then?
Mainly I'm just in the demo. I'm in the demo mode. Oh, me. You know, nothing like Demolition Day is, what's his name, Chip, gains, like, you know, which he enjoys a demo day. Well, I was demoing, but not to that extent. And it's interesting, the house that my daughter's going to rent is off Augusta, and it's furnished. So, you know, she's not going to need some of her stuff, so we're going to store it for her in a Florida room.
Still got stuff stored, not much anymore. We've moved a lot of it out. We still got some, you know, odd-end stuff stored here and left over from my mother's house and some from my wife's mother's house, too. Not a whole lot of stuff. We still got stuff. We're still going through, Dave. It's been 5-6 years ago. We just tackle it a little bit at a time. We'll get on a nice, cooler day, we'll get out in the garage and start going through stuff. It's just one of those things you kind of get started on it, stuff, you run out of gas in a hurry on it.
KP4CVA mobile. Yeah, moving is just not my favorite thing to do. I don't guess it's anybody's, and you know, I don't have the strength I used to have, and I've got a bulging disc in my back. I've had for years, probably 25, 30 years, and this is kind of a thing you live with. It's not excruciating, so I'm not about to have back surgery, I can tell you that.
I think we moved our daughter, let's see, back and forth to Winthrop for a couple of years, and then I think the last year she stayed there through the summer, and then she moved here in town in Anderson, and she moved out to, she moved to live with a friend of hers and travel and rest for a while, and then she moved here in town, I think, and then we moved her to a place in Greenville, and then we helped, you know, her husband helped her move to that apartment, they had a condo in off Pelham Road, and then when they moved in the new house, you know, we didn't help them the last time much, but you still have to have all the little nicks and knacks, and I've done a few things here and there. We got more furniture than Show Dog can jump over. We're slowly getting rid of it. It's like those things, you know, am I ever going to need it again? Well, at 73, it's one of those days where you're probably not going to need it again.
The funny thing is, we just got our Florida room, you know, it's kind of my wife's room, and so we just kind of got it the way we wanted it, and then this happened, so now it's going back to being a storage room again.
My son's stuff, some of his stuff stored here, all his books, some of his books and stuff and other things. And we only have three bedrooms. We got two upstairs bedrooms. I'm in the upstairs bedroom. It was my daughter's room. That's where the grandkids stay when they come here. And where I got my radio and a couple other little things. But we got games up here and, you know, junk like that. So it's not our house is not ours still. We still got stuff from everybody, our kids and grandkids.
I got most of that, and I went down in a hole there on Lawrence Road by the old Toronto Hospital, and I think this little here is be a little noisy.
Choppy that time too, so you probably just in a bad area right now. Tennis. Well, good luck today. I hope you're not playing outside this heat.
Unfortunately, I am. Like I said, lesson for punishment. I took a lesson yesterday from 5:30 to 6:30, and it really wasn't that bad. When it's just you hitting the ball, you get to hit a lot more than you normally would even in a singles game. And he wore me out in an hour. I tell you, it was too much like work, but I hung in there.
You're in good shape too. You can handle that. I couldn't handle that heat for an hour out there like that at all. Not now, anyway. I got a few years on you, though. That makes a difference.
I've said it again. You have what on me?
A few years on you, too. On top of that, I said I'm not in good shape. Plus, I have a few added years that you don't have.
Well, I'm right behind you, then. I can't be too far behind you, but anyway. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not my favorite, ideal conditions, but I'll, I can stand an hour and a half of it, and especially doubles, because you're not, you're not hitting the ball all the time. You are moving a lot, but you still move around, even if you're not hitting the ball, because you're kind of backing up your doubles partner, and in case, if you're at the baseline, he's at the net, they might hit it over his head, so you got to be ready for that, and, oh, me, so, but anyway, my vehicle here says 91, so, it's going to be toasty.
You're supposed to be 98 today, but I don't know if it's going to get that warm or not. It's pretty toasty. I just went outside and set up my hose to water my sod out there this evening at about 7 o'clock. And when it cools off a little bit, I water it then. I'm trying to keep it alive right now because we're spending so much money putting it down. It's tough right now with this drought going on. And the water bill is just astronomical too here. But anyways, David, listen, I'll let you go. I got to run back downstairs here in a minute. And good talk to you. Glad you came back to me. Hope you have a good day today. Don't overexert yourself too much. KP4CBA and 4DJC, clear after you.
Jerry, always a pleasure, and that's good timing because I'm getting ready to pull in the subdivision, as my daughter used to say. So you have a good one. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CPA Mobile.